How's it going?
How's it going?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. This is Farah Mars. You can get help from him.
Thank you for helping me to do my research. I really appreciate it.
Please come inside.
Thank you. After you, sir.
No, after you.
Excuse me, Farah Mars. What drugs did you use?
In the beginning, opium. But as it became more expensive and I was out of money, I went after cheaper drugs. I started with pot and hashish and eventually ended up with crystal meth.
He started with...
Well, how's it going, Farah Mars? What's up?
Well, well, it's Sina. How are you?
Fine, thank God. I just came to visit some of the guys. What are you up to?
Nothing. This lady has come for her university studies, and she needed some expert information, and I'm helping her out.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
I'm sorry if I'm disturbing you.
It's no problem.
Is he familiar, ma'am?
What?
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him. Very well. Is this the first time you've been admitted into this center?
It's my fourth time. But I want it to be my last. I've decided that when I set foot out of here, to avoid all kinds of illicit drugs, I'm going to stick to my family and life.
God willing, that's how it will be. How do you feel about being here, though?
I don't want to make a speech, ma'am, but everyone here is a good person. They're all like my own family. I love them all like my own brothers.
Excuse me, Miss Farusenfar? Could you come here for a second? Hello, how are
you? Hello. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Yes, once outside of your house. We talked to each other. After the death of Hassan.
Ah, now I remember. What did you want to say to me?
Well, I wanted to know your father, before his death, did he say anything about me? Anything at all?
No. My father never talked to us about the problems at the factory and the employees either. If you have any problem, you can go to the factory to Mr. Bizard Farusenfar. Right now, he's in charge of the factory. He'll definitely help you out.
Yes, in the land of the blind, a one-eyed man becomes king. He's married the daughter of the factory owner, and now he's taken all his wealth for himself. Praise God, he really knows what he's doing.
Excuse me, sir, but I really don't understand what you mean at all.
But your departed father understood me really well. That's why he wanted me to completely destroy Bazard's life. But too bad that he didn't get the chance to do it. Otherwise, things would be very different right now.
Then, the person that the factory guard said went to see my father before his death was you!
Believe me, if I had known then that the truth would end up costing him this much, I wouldn't have said a thing.
The truth? What truth? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my sister, Argavan.
Argavan?
Argavan Azani, the previous wife of Bizard.
Do you know what you're saying, sir?
Bizard was married to my sister before your sister. With a lot of love and a bunch of problems, they got married. But after a few months, the bastard backed out on everything.
I don't know why you're insulting Bezard at all. But I don't believe one single word of these lies, I don't.
Ma'am, whether you believe it isn't important to me at all. In your family dispute, my sister was Bezard's attorney. And it was a silly fight that only had one victim. And that was my sister, Argavan. Now you can believe it or not.
Sir, hold on a minute, please. Hold on a minute.
Are you feeling all right? Do you want to sit down?
Yes.
If you're not feeling well, there is a doctor right here. Do you want me to call him?
No, it's just an upset stomach. I'll be fine in a minute. Can I ask you something, please?
What?
Can you please give me your phone number? Because I might need it.
I don't think there's any need for it.
Sir, I'm begging you, please.
Come in.
Hello.
Well, well, hello there, Manucha. Come in. I was expecting you this morning.
I'd gone to the cemetery to visit the grave of your dearly departed father. May Hesam rest in peace as well.
Sit down.
Thank you very much.
I didn't expect your pride would allow you to come back this quickly.
I swallowed my pride so that your honor wouldn't be hurt. Brother, whatever else there is, we're both from the same family. It's a shame to destroy our lives because of a silly grudge.
Good job. You've become wise.
Oh, I've been wise. It's you who are not able to see my kindnesses.
Manucha, I've got problems. I'm not at all in the mood for your games. Listen up well to what I'm going to tell you. I swear on my father's grave, Manucha, if I hear you've said anything to anyone, or if what I tell you gets out somehow, never mind my mother, even if you get the entire family to intervene, I'll never mention your name again. Should I repeat it?
Well, come on, man. When exactly? Where? In these past years, has it ever happened like
Manucha,
that? Please,
should I say it or not?
If you want to say it.
I'm going to China soon.
Why to China?
I want to go and import some raw materials and distribute it among the other factories. I'm tired of running around so much, and in the end, nothing.
You know what's best, but I think it's a mistake here. The risk is really high.
Maybe. But as my friend in my old company once said, from now on, I want to play according to the rules of the game.
Whatever you prefer, brother. But what about me in all of this?
Aha, and now about you. If you promise to be a good boy, to do your job right, don't give anyone any news, in my absence, you can take over the responsibility for the factory for the time being. Is that good? Are you okay, Manucha?
I don't have a problem with that.
Then it's done. Sit still, I'll be right back. Miss Amadi?
Well, well, it's my old faithful friend Mehran. What a surprise, hearing from you after all this time.
I was on a trip.
Where did you go to?
I went to pay a visit to my daughter.
Well, well. Was she doing all right?
Yes, yes, she's fine.
In fact, I had gone for a couple of weeks, too. I'd gone to Beijing.
Why to Beijing?
For import, export,
buying some parts, doing a bit of business, that kind of thing, you know?
So you've been really busy?
Yeah, man, that's how it is. We're all really busy these days.
In my opinion, you're in need of a serious recess break. What do you think about dinner tonight with me?
Dinner? Well, I'm on a diet, but if you're the host, then I'll do something about it.
So you're on a diet? If it's free, it's fine. We'll meet up tonight at 7. I'll text you the address to the restaurant.
All right. Take care. I'll see you then.
Hello?
Hey, hello. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I'm just going to go to the rehab center to take care of some stuff for the concert. Can you give me a glass? Guess who I saw there? You won't believe it.
Who'd you see?
Behzad's sister-in-law.
Nirga. What was she doing there?
I saw her by chance. The guy said she'd gone there for some university research or something.
Did you talk to her?
Let me see. Do you know Behzad's uncle had passed away?
Yep.
How do you know about it?
What difference does it make? What did you say to her?
The things that she needed to know.
What's that mean?
I mean, I turned around and I told her that their darling Behzad, before her sister, had married my sister.
What have you done?
You should have seen her expression. It was as if someone had dumped cold water on her head. She'd frozen up.
You fool. Do you know what you did? What's going to happen now?
This should have happened a long time ago. That time when I went to the factory and told his uncle about everything, that's when.
Hold on a minute. You'd gone to see Behzad's uncle. But what for, Sina?
Because Behzad had to pay for what he's done. I already told you all this, an eye for an eye. He ruined your life, so I have to ruin his life.
Well, so what was his uncle's reaction?
Nothing. The factory owner, with his stature, fell to the ground.
I told you 100 times not to interfere in my business. Who gave you permission to go there?
What do you mean, Argavan? Who do you think I am, huh? Someone with no honor? Someone who'd just wait and let others do whatever the hell they wanted to his family? No, I won't allow it. Don't ask it of me either.
Did you ask Nigar how Behzad's life is with his wife?
It's not important at all what their life is like. What's important is, after hearing this news, what their life will become.
Sina?
Huh?
Do you think you'll see her again?
How come?
Ms. Nigar?
Yes, Mother?
Where's your hello?
Hello. Sorry, I didn't see you.
Hello yourself. Has something happened, darling?
What could have happened? The traffic is so bad and the air so polluted, I got a headache, Mother, that's all. Don't worry about it.
Aha, all right. I'm going to the gym. Your food's on the stove. Warm it up, darling.
Is Baha home?
Yes, she's upstairs in her room. Tell me, are you sure nothing's happened? If you want, I'll stay.
It's not necessary, Mother. Whatever happens, you're the first person I'll always tell. Go and have fun.
If you need anything, call me. Sure. Goodbye, darling.
Did you hear what I said, Baha?
Yes, I heard it, but I don't understand what use there is in seeing that boy.
It's very important, Baha. That boy's the one that went to the factory before father's death to see him, after all. It's possible it's because of the things that boy said that dad became furious and had the heart attack.
What things?
Baha, I really don't want to upset you, but I just feel that if I don't tell you this, I've done you wrong, you know?
Tell me what? Why are you so quiet? Tell me what that boy said to father.
Well, it seems like that boy told father that Bezard before you had married his sister.
What if that's what father wanted to tell me before he died but couldn't?
Don't rush to judgment, Baha. Nothing's clear at all yet. It's very possible that this accusation is out of hatred and spite, you know? They might have both made plans to ruin your lives. I just don't know. Some people can't tolerate seeing others happy.
If he'd gotten married, it would have been stamped in his identification card.
Yes. But I don't know. It's possible that some people change their identity cards.
It's impossible. Bezard would never do such a thing.
I hope so. I'm the one that made a mistake. If I'd cursed that boy out today, he'd know it means to try to create trouble in other people's lives. I saw that there was something wrong. Something wrong with his eyes. I'm so stupid. I just believed everything he said. It's better if you forget it too. Baha, just pretend I didn't say anything, all right? Please. I'm going downstairs to heat up the food. You come too.
Negar.
Yes?
Tell me, how can I be sure of this?
Well, in my opinion, we'd better just go after that girl, my sister. Argavan, she's the only one that can answer our question.
But where can we find her?
I don't know. Well, maybe I could get her address from her brother or something.
Is the food really good here, or does it just look fancy?
Oh, it just looks fancy.
Huh?
Come on, man. Why would I bring you somewhere bad? What a thing to say.
Well, the last time you invited me out was our last year of high school. You gave us junk to eat, as I remember.
I remember you dove right into that junk. What are you saying? Have you forgotten?
The rice is for him, man.
Good job. You don't eat rice on a diet.
Then what? You think I lost 15 kilos for nothing? It was really hard. That's what you think, eh?
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Thank you, you can go.
Why do you think I keep calling you? Man, I'm looking for someone to join me for some exercise, some tennis, some horseback riding. You know, you don't look so good at all. You've gotten really fat.
We'll start on Saturday.
Saturday.
Come on, man. I've got so many problems, I'm drowning in them. What are you saying?
Oh, so that's it. So, Miss Argavan dragged you down. Even a clever person is always a step behind, Maran. Even if you're the devil's personal attorney, you'd still lose against the woman. Don't you ever forget that.
I didn't even think that after all these years of experience. A little girl that was wet behind the ears, who I took by the hand and brought up, would manage to get me like that.
Oh, yeah. A person takes a hit from exactly where they don't expect it. If Bezard got lucky and has a great future, it's all because of my help. Otherwise, who knows what that girl would have done to him by now.
Of course, it hasn't all been that bad for me. Doing business is better than being an attorney. More income and less headaches. All that's left is the ruined reputation of having my license revoked and... Well, that'll gradually be forgotten.
So then, from now on, you've officially become one of us, then?
Maybe even a partner.
Partner?
Of course, this part depends on you.
So that's it. After all this time, reaching your hand into your pocket and inviting me to dinner, you want something. Fine. Tell me what the story is then.
I want you to get me and Bezard to become partners.
Doing what?
Importing parts for cars. The preliminary work has been done, from finding the manufacturer for supplies to how to order and receive the parts. All that's left is the initial investment for the purchase, and...
You probably expect Bezard to provide that for you.
Good job. I promise you that his investment will double in the shortest possible time. Especially since Bezard has good relations with manufacturers.
All right. Excuse me, I have to take this. Hello there, Miss Bahar. How are you doing all right?
Hello. Thank you. Are you well? Manucha, I wanted to ask you a question.
I'm sorry, Miss Bahar. If you're worried about what happened between me and Bezard, there's no need to worry. It's been resolved now. It really has.
No, you've misunderstood. I wanted to talk to you about a rather urgent matter. I just want you to tell me the truth.
What are you saying, Ms. Bahar? I'm at your service. Please go ahead.
A few months ago, the day that my father passed away, a young man had come to the factory to see him.
I wanted to know if you remember who he was, what his name is.
Young man? No. How come?
Nothing. It's nothing important. Give my regards to my doctor, Soraya. Goodbye, then.
All right. Goodbye.
Has something happened?
No, man. It's just some family problems, you know? They want me to intervene, act like the elder, and I'm just like you. I've got 1,000 different problems. Let's talk about ourselves. Now, what were you saying? What were we talking
about? Come and get Bezard to become my partner. You will benefit too.
I don't hate money, but listen, Mehran, Bezard isn't the type to take risks. I doubt that he'll accept it.
Then maybe it wouldn't be bad for you to remind him. If it weren't for my help, he never would have gotten rid of Argavan.
Yeah, your help was really good and timely. Tell me, what happened? You said you've got connections. You could get a huge loan for the factory. Absolutely nothing. You forgot about it?
The loan is ready. There's nothing to it. Manucher, it's a transaction. You take one step, I'll take one.
All right. I'll have a talk with Bezard tomorrow. You've got free time tomorrow, huh? I'll schedule some time for the morning. Oh, no, my time's booked in the morning. For the afternoon. You can drop by then. I'll arrange a meeting. We can talk. You can talk then, right?
I'll do something about it.
Bahar. Bahar.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Nothing. Why'd you come home so?
I got caught up with work at the factory. We've got everything in the world except enough money for food. What is it? Why are you so down? Did something happen at the hospital?
No, everything's fine and it's in its place. I'll get dinner ready while you change your clothes.
Homa?
What happened?
I love those precious hands of yours. Why do you stay up so late at night and work? Don't you think, God forbid, you'll get sick from lack of sleep?
I have to. I have to finish this dress in a couple of days.
But my darling, why do you put so much pressure on yourself? Thanks to that dearly departed, we don't have any financial problems anymore.
May he rest in peace.
What is it? Don't tell me you thought I want to take all his money to the grave with me.
God forbid, girl. Bite your tongue, Argavan, will you? This way I keep myself busy and make a bit of money as well.
All right. I want to make a suggestion.
What suggestion?
Let's become partners.
Partners? Doing what?
What do you think about a proper tailor shop?
Tailor shop.
Mm-hmm. You do the work and I'll provide the money. We'll rent a place somewhere around here. I am sure with the world of experience that you've got, we'll be very successful.
No, I'm more comfortable like this.
Look, Homa, don't be stubborn. Be a good girl and say yes.
I'm not being stubborn.
I'm satisfied with the money I make from this work.
On your life, if you don't agree, I'll never forgive you. I'll become really upset with you. Good girl. Silence is a sign of acceptance. Congratulations. Get up, clean this up, and go get some sleep. Aha, by the way.
You're such a stubborn girl. You always manage to get your own way.
Fine, I'm stubborn. Here, Homer. Keep this card with you. From now on, if you need to buy anything for the house, pay it with this.
What are you doing, girl? You're not supposed to sacrifice yourself for us forever. I can handle the expenses very well for myself and Sina.
I know you can handle it, darling. But there's no difference between me and you. Whatever we've got is for all of us. Isn't that the case? For Mom's sake. Just think this card is a gift from him. The pin code is 1954.
Is that the year he was born?
Hold on a minute, Bizzard. I'm telling you I didn't say anything. You don't believe me, eh? You think I'm an idiot to go and say something?
Then why should become suspicious and looking into
how
what happened?
I know. You must have let something slip yourself. Let me see. Have you gotten into any arguments with Bahar lately? To say something in the heat of an argument?
No, not at all.
Well, then how is any of this my fault?
I say, what if she was just bluffing to see if you'd say something?
No way, man. If that was the case, then she'd interrogate me, not just say goodbye as soon as I said no.
Then if it wasn't your doing, who's the one that's doing all of this?
Why would I know? How should I know? Hey, what's up, Miran?
What's Miran Nikar doing here?
Oh, man, you give me such a hard time. I forgot to tell you, the guy's not practicing law anymore. He's gone into business. He's turned his situation completely around. He wanted to talk to you about a project, so I invited him to come to the factory.
Well, you made a very big mistake. Weren't you supposed to coordinate everything with me first?
Man, I came to tell you a few times, but problems kept coming up and I forgot. Anyhow, that guy's Miran Nikar. If it weren't for him, that clingy girl would still be stuck to you.
No problem, so what if she were?
Don't act so grumpy now. Don't say you didn't know anything about it. Thanks for coming.
How are you?
Let's go.
Well, Mr. Nikar, why are you doing this? You always said no one could get the upper hand on you.
Yes. Unfortunately, I paid the price for being overly trusting. Unaware that behind that sweet and innocent appearance, there's a world of bitterness and hatred.
I see. So then what about now? You got any news of her?
She got married a while ago. With an old man that was loaded. Maybe you knew him. Dr. Davoodi. He was her client at one time.
She got married to Mr. Davoodi?
Of course, their marriage didn't last that long. Because that poor unlucky Davoodi dies, and all his wealth goes to his spouse, Argavan Azania.
What a clever girl she is. She knew exactly where to invest to get a bigger profit for herself.
I see. Excuse me.
Have some of these biscuits.
Hello?
They're diet.
But I'm
what
not on
it?
A diet.
I'll tell Mr. Jean-Box to come right now. All right.
What happened?
Go to the factory floor for a minute, see what's going on.
All right, man, I'm going down there to see what's happening. Bizzard, my brother, take care of this old schoolmate of mine.
Sure.
Thanks, man. See you later.
Well, Mr. Nikar, it seems you told Manucci you wanted to tell me something. I'm at your service.
Yes. Actually, I wanted to suggest that we become partners.
Partners? Doing what?
The business of importing automobile parts from China. All of the necessary work has already been done. I've also consulted with several people and I've made some contacts with several Chinese manufacturers. I've gotten catalogs from them. In reality, everything's ready to go.
The truth is, you're not a stranger. It's been a while that I've been thinking about this as well.
So then everything is settled. I'll do the work, you'll do the investing. We'll split 60-40. I'm not a greedy person at all.
Now, how much of an investment does it need, Mr. Nikar?
That all depends on you. Of course, I've heard after your uncle's death, you've gotten a nice inheritance.
Second-hand information and rumors aren't always true. Mr. Nikar, that Manucha of ours has informed you rather poorly.
In fact, in this specific case, Manucha didn't tell me anything. Actually, Mr. Bayat, who was your uncle's attorney, is an old friend of mine. I heard it from him.
Yes. Very well. If you'll just be so kind enough to give me a bit of time so I can think about it some more, let me come to a decision, then I'll be at your service.
It's just, Mr. Faruzanfar, don't forget that a person sometimes has to risk in order to get what he wants. I've realized that Iran is the best place in the world for making money. Of course, on the condition that you use what's in here.
کدوم خستم، کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه. تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش.